somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being with me. I do appreciate it. I hope you had an amazing weekend. These weekends come and go so fast, don't you think? Or is it just me? I close my eyes only for a moment, and the weekend is gone. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question, a brand new biblical question for this week. And it's a doozy. It is, the more I think about it, the more I realize it is a doozy. It almost seemed as though I may have asked this before, I'm not sure, but it seemed as though I have. The brand new biblical question, which are you most interested in? Being something or doing something? Which are you most interested in? Being something or doing something? That is an amazing question. And I heard someone talking, and I heard them say which they prefer. I'm like, wow, that's an interesting question. Brand new. We dealt with last week. Biblical question, do you have a fear of criticism in yesterday's fellowship? If you were not there and you watched it online or didn't watch it online, you can podcast yesterday's fellowship, rebuildingtheman.com/church, rebuildingtheman.com/church. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. All right? And if you're out and about, you're busy. You can't sit and watch the show right now. You'll do it later. You can podcast the show anytime, anywhere, anytime. But you could be watching the show no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are and who you are, by calling the listen line on your iPhone, iPad at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. All right? And to donate and have your super chats read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. Amazing. We had an amazing fellowship yesterday. And we were discussing the family. And I urge you, if you never do anything else in your life, make sure you podcast yesterday's fellowship, rebuildingtheman.com/church. I had no idea that conversation would go that way about the family yesterday. Zero idea. Isn't that amazing? So today is Monday. And for the new people who might not be aware, and maybe some of the old who have forgotten, we take all calls, but we take the ladies' call as they're coming in, but we deal with all calls because every Monday, though we take all calls, every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. And there are females who are starting to work on themselves now all around the world because they just didn't know before what to do. They didn't know, but once they heard, they finally heard what to do, they started to work on themselves. And Nick, can you come and fix my, I can't see on my laptop. Once they heard how to forgive, they started to do it. Come on this side. Sorry. Come around here. Oh. Thank you.
I shouldn't have done that, sorry.
What?
I shouldn't have walked in front like that.
Oh. He anchor baby. What? Okay. Then once they heard go and forgive their mothers, forgive their father. But most people hear forgive your father, but you never hear about the mother. And they had not considered that they resented their mother. So they examined themselves. And they realize they do hate their mother. They're like, what the? They're angry at her. And they went and forgave, and life started to wake up for them. Our battle is a spiritual battle. And I know, one thing I know for sure, and I understand why. And there are many, many men and women now around the world that are starting to work on themselves. But the hardest thing in the world for them to do it, and I understand it, is for them to see that they are not their thoughts. They're not their feelings. They're not their bodies. They're not their depression, loneliness, suicidal thoughts, emptiness, fears and doubts and worry. It's hard for the average human being, even those who want to see that they're not that, it's hard for them to see that that's not who they are. And as a result, they condemn themselves, they do everything. They're condemning a false illusion of self. And by condemning themselves, they're keeping it a lie. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And every human being, no matter what type of work they do, who they're mad at, how poor, so-called poor or rich they are, how famous or unfamous or unpopular they are, every human being has the same problem. It's too weird to know that. But once you realize that that's the problem and that every human being has the same problem, you can lay your weapons down. You lay your weapons down. You stop fighting with yourself, and you stop fighting with others. It's crazy how that is. And everybody else fighting that don't see, they can't see, they're still fighting, but you don't have to fight no more. You don't have to fight no more. I don't want to fight no more. It's too much fighting, baby. Let's sleep on it tonight. I don't want to fight no more. Tina Turner, she did. But once you truly, something caused you to lay your weapon down. Really. All thoughts, and they run deep all the time. When you see the family discussion yesterday, it was about thoughts and feelings. It was an amazing discussion yesterday. I want to give you another example of what thoughts. Thoughts are evil. Thoughts are evil. All thoughts and words are evil. The words that make you feel good and the words that make you feel bad. Besides, there's no you to feel good or bad, right? But and the words that make you feel bad are evil. Isn't that amazing? And human beings, because they identify with the world, are attached to words like now they're going off. I know what it means. I understand. All of us, every human being, have to deal with that. Only a few will overcome it. They have to overcome every, you must be born again. And born again meaning waking up from the not you. The Christian Hooper the Holler sing about born again, and they have no clue of what they're talking about. They think it's just accepting Jesus, the idea of Jesus, right? They think that's it, and it's not working. I want to give you an example of how all thoughts are all lies, but how they drive you. They are look at the hell on earth. Don't you? There are people who are afraid of dying and going to hell. They're afraid of dying and going to hell. You already living. You're in hell. Look around you. Look at yourself. You're in hell within yourself, and you're living in hell physically. There's nothing around you but hell. In your family, in your jobs, in your business, in your so-called friendship, church, like everywhere. Nothing but hell. Marriages, children. Nothing but hell. All thoughts are all lies. All the time. Nick made the point. People saying, I love you, my family. And in the next sentence, they're like, we hate you. Or we hate each other. Because it ain't love. Love is not a feeling. Love is not a feeling. To use the word love is just a word. Here's an example. Your thoughts are evil, folks. And they may, when I say you're all of us, me, you, every human being on earth, from the Pope to the dope. Ooh, that's cool. From the Pope to the dope, your thoughts are evil. And you're so identified with, they drive you crazy. And there's not one human being on earth that's not dealing with that. But most people don't know what it is, so they live in it. They live in their hell. And then there are those who overcome their hell. They're working on it. Here's an example of what thoughts can make you do. What I'm about to show you, this man didn't just come up with this idea on his own. He was influenced by his imagination. Bring every thought into captivity. He was influenced by his imagination, by thoughts. And maybe some out of source too, out of person, and they were influenced by their thoughts. Your thoughts are not you. Look what the thought made this guy do. According to the AP, the man who set himself on fire. Some of you heard by now, I guess, that there was a man who set himself on fire in front of the courthouse where Donald Trump is on trial? Well, that guy has died, according to the police. Watch this from AP. Watch this compilation.
A horrifying scene outside the Trump hush money trial today. A man set himself on fire.
He is about 50 feet away from me. He is now collapsed on the ground.
There is a man racing to his aid. There is coats coming off to try to put out the fire.
Stunned reporters who were live on air covering the Trump trial reacted in disbelief.
I can't see in any way how any human being can survive this.
Cops described him as obsessed with conspiracy theories.
I did 1,500 hours of research, and I learned all their rotten secrets. The big one is the cryptocurrency is history's first planetary multi-trillion dollar Ponzi scheme. That's an economic doomsday device. And when that Ponzi goes insolvent, as all Ponzis must, we'll get the worst economic collapse in world history. And every powerful person you can think of is in on it.
Start a revolution, you've got nothing to lose.
Amazing. Well, Satan owned that one now, eternity. No out, no way out now. He's gone. He did. But that's possession. That's an extreme example of it. That wasn't him. Something else was driving him. Just like something else drives you to hate your fellow man, to hate yourself, to consider suicide, to feel lonely, to feel sad, to look for love, to think a family is the answer, to think I got to get a husband or a wife. That's the same spirit that's driving you. To think you don't have enough money, to think you have too much money, to think you're better than someone else, to think that you should be jealous and envy of your fellow man, to go after your fellow man. That's the same spirit that's driving that guy. Drove that guy right into the arms of hell. According to the report, the guy set himself on fire. What did that solve? Zero. What does it solve for you to hate yourself? Nothing. And yet every human being resents themselves. There's not one that loves themselves. What a mess. It's a spiritual battle. It's so amazing to me when I think about it. It's so amazing to me how blind we are as human beings. I can hardly get past that. The more you see, the more you realize how blind you are. You can be blind and not even know you're blind. Your eyes are open, you have all this intellectual knowledge, and you think that you can see, and you don't. And it's not until you know something is wrong with you and you start to question it that you start to change it. You wake up. And once you wake up, you can't go back to sleep. But you want more and more wisdom. You want more and more freedom. It is mind-blowing to me to see that. And the more you give, more he give, God, the more you want wisdom. 888-775-3773. So you know how, and this here more example of blind people. They are no different just because they have a different type of job than your job. They're all the same. You know how over the last 4 years, our government has refused to do anything for this country. They have refused to do anything to make it better, but everything to make it worse. And this includes the Republicans and Democrats and the media and whomever else is supposed to be in charge, right? They have not done anything, one thing, to make America great again or better. Zero. They have deliberately left the border wide open, and they have deliberately, not accidentally, made it known that the borders are open to the world. They have deliberately made it known that You can come in from anywhere around the world, and they're going to welcome you, give you free phones and free everything, hotels and place to live, food and everything. They have done nothing. It's crazy, huh? Jobs, economy, everything is just horrible in the United States right now. And everyone knows it. No matter how you vote, you know it. Even though some, and they want to blame it on Trump and years gone by, but it's them. Joe Biden stopped drilling. He stopped everything when he got in office right away. He stopped the completion of the wall, the border wall. They spent buku money on everything but America. Think about that. They don't even fix the roads in America. But they love Ukraine and other countries. They celebrate Ukraine and other countries. They give our money to Ukraine and other countries. They fight hard to make sure they get the money to give somebody else for their borders. And they say their borders are important. Ukraine borders are important, but not your borders. And while the Americans are living in fear. Fear, not only of the illegal aliens coming in, but the crime and the violence that's happening with the American citizen, caused by the American citizen. It is mind-blowing, though I understand it now. I didn't understand it before, but I do understand it now. Well, you know, they've been talking about a Ukraine bill. They finally got it passed, I guess. According to the AP, the House has approved $95 billion in foreign aid for Ukraine. $95 billion. But with that kind of money, you can build 8 walls around the borders. You can build a wall so high, it can go up to Jesus. It can reach the skies of heaven. But not one dime, not one penny on the American border. The House has approved $95 billion in foreign and aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies as Democrats and Republicans band together after months of resistance over renewed support for repelling Russian invasion. They even have a wall around Israel. I've been to Israel. They have a wall, a beautiful wall to keep everybody else out, but not for America. Watch this compilation.
The holdup was the funding for Ukraine, which the White House says is crucial to help that country repel the ongoing Russian invasion.
Most of the military experts that I have spoken to believe that Ukraine will be able to hold that line.
It's an issue that's further divided a fractured Republican Party, with more GOP members voting against Ukraine aid than for it.
Nothing is done to secure our border or reduce our debt.
That could cost Speaker Mike Johnson, with Marjorie Taylor Greene and two others, including Kentucky's Thomas Massie, threatening to try and oust him.
Do you have a timeline on when you would like to?
We'd like him to resign today.
I have to do my job. We did. I've done here what I believe to be the right thing. You let the chips fall where they may.
Amazing. How about doing the right thing for America? Push that hard. Fight hard like that to get the funding for our borders. And then you would have done your job. Doing your job for Ukraine is not doing your job. And why don't you know that Israel have a beautiful wall to keep everybody out, to protect the Israeli citizens? Why don't you do the same? They have set an example for you. Then you would have done your job. Here is more from Mike Johnson. AP is reporting that Speaker Mike Johnson said, "We did our work. We did our work here, and I think history would judge it well." Watching from Fox.
These are not normal times. They're not. The world is destabilized, and it's a tinderbox. It's a dangerous time. Three of our primary adversaries, Russia and Iran and China, are working together, and they're being aggressors around the globe. If we turn our backs right now, the consequences could be devastating. It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid. It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill. I will note, because it's very important, also includes national security priorities in many of them, but it is the only way that we could have gotten Democrats to support aid to Israel. And that's a fact. Said it very simply, I'll say it once again, it's an old military adage, but we would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops.
How about home? How about home? How about sending money to America before you send it to Ukraine or Israel or anywhere? How about taking care of home first? Why are those countries so important? Nobody, I don't care. Take care of home first, and then whatever little change we have left over, send it to them. But you can't. He wants to sound all important. How about home? Why is overseas life more important than home life? And see, these people don't have to worry about it because they live behind gated fences, Mike Johnson and others. They don't have to worry. They're being fired. They're guarded by police, security, FBI, or whatever. But how about us? And then you hold a press conference and think, oh, they're going to accept this. If it wasn't for the great white hope running for the Republican Party, I would not vote, period, for the Republican Party. It would just, it's a waste of vote for them. A waste of time, walking, going down to the poll. You're going to get the same thing over and over again. Nothing. Zero. AP reported that many Democrats cheered on the House floor and wave blue and yellow flags of Ukraine. Watch this from X and C-SPAN. In the United States, waving somebody else's flag in our government.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border.
That's a lie.
It's the border between depraved autocracy and freedom-loving people seeking our democratic way of life.
That's a lie.
Do we have a stake in that outcome? Yes. Undeniably, yes.
See, I told you, family don't love one another. They don't care about us. We're the family. We're all American, right? But Ukraine is more important than anything. And they're waving the Ukraine flag in our government. I didn't see one American flag. Our government is now working for foreign countries, not for America. They're not working for you. Where are the police? They're not working for you. They're working for foreign countries. And here's another fake outrage from Fox, this person on Fox. Watch this.
A $95 billion foreign aid package is headed to the Senate floor after passing in the House overnight. The bill includes more than $60 billion for Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel, but there's Gaza money in there too, and $8.1 billion for the Indo-Pacific region.
Nothing for America.
Of note, nothing for our southern border.
Right.
Yeah. Do I want to help Israel? Absolutely. Do I want to help Ukraine? Great. Yes. Do I want to push back against Russia and China and other nefarious forces? Absolutely. But our number one priority, if you put it on my table, I look at that and say, is protecting the southern border of the United States of America. Now, the only reason that doesn't happen is because Democrats said no.
And the Republican voted with the Democrats. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. The Republicans don't have to vote with the Democrats. Back in a moment.
That are amazing.
highly recommend you get them. Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility, from rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. These people in our government who act like they love Ukraine, they love Israel, they love everybody else in other countries, they don't love those people either. They are doing it because they are getting something from it. I don't know what it is, because I don't know what they're getting, but they're getting some type of money or recognition or something from it. How can you love somebody outside of your country when you don't love your own country? How? They don't love Ukraine. They're getting something from it. They don't love Israel. They're getting something from it. Money or perceived power or recognition or something. It's like family members don't love one another when you're not doing something for them. These people don't love Ukraine. It's all for self. It's all ego. 888-7753-773. You better wake up, folks, because the Old Testament is alive and well inside my country. In other countries, too, all over the world, but it's alive and well in my country. I put my country first. It's alive inside of your imagination and emotions, and it's alive outside of you, inside of others. And as a result, hell is on earth. You ain't got to die your physical death to go to hell. You're already in hell, and you know it. But you don't have to be in hell. You can overcome it. And don't let those who love their hell stop you. Because they will try to stop you. Human nature, I'm telling you about all human nature. Human nature, when I say human nature, I mean all. It's nasty and evil and dirty and wicked. There's no good in human beings. Now you can say, oh, let's find something nice. Good in everybody. You ain't gonna find nothing. You could dig like you're digging for gold, and you're not gonna find it. Human nature is evil. They're smiling your face while all the time trying to take your place. Backstabbers. I don't care your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your whomever. They're evil, and so are you, until you're born again of the Father. All over the world, it doesn't matter. You can be an actor, actress, pilot, janitor, dishwasher, president, vice president, whatever. President of a company, own the biggest company in the world. You're evil. You must be born again. And you can if you wanted to. Rosa is out of the Netherlands. Rosa, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Rosa. How are you?
I'm fine. All is well, I mean. All is well.
Nice.
All is well. I watched yesterday a church. It was an amazing service.
Thank you. It was mind-blowing.
You talked about family, and I had a question about something happened to me. I used to live on my own. Like when I was 19, I moved out of my parents' house. So I could really resonate about what you were saying, that it's better to move out by your parents' house at an early age.
I noticed that men and women who live near their parents or with their parents after the age of 18, they don't develop in life. They don't really grow. Their body but mentally and emotionally, they're immature, they're insecure, they're weak in their bodies. When they stay either with their parents or down the road from the parents, you know, the blocks or whatever, they don't mature well. But when you move far away from them and go out there and deal with life, then you mature. Like the ego, you mature. But if you stay near your parents, you don't grow at all.
Yes, and I moved out at 19, and now I'm 22, and I'm back at my parents' place because I lost my place because I wasn't paying the rent anymore. I made a lot of debts. But I can tell you this, now that I'm back here, I feel worse than I was when I was at my own place.
Why are you didn't pay your rent?
If I think about it, it was, I did something with my bank account, and I couldn't receive money anymore from my work, so I couldn't pay my rent anymore. So, the person higher up of the house, like the people who I pay rent to, they told me I need to leave.
Well, if you don't pay rent, that's what happens. And why is it worse? Why is it worse now back home than then?
Well, I can see it in my, like when I'm with my parents, they do like everything for me. They wash my clothes, they give me food, they cook for me. I never cook. The only thing I do is work, get home, eat, shower. But when I was on my own, I needed to do that all by myself. And I felt like I had more responsibility. And I also felt that I was growing. But now that I'm back here, they helped. I think I'm grateful that they took me in because I hadn't had a place anymore. But now that I got, now I'm with my job, I can look again for another place and I will do it. But my question was like, why do we, when we are with our parents, why can we not grow? Why is it like that?
Let me ask you this first, and then I'll respond to that. If it was just an issue with the bank, why do you tell your landlord that, and they would have worked with you?
No, the problem was, I will tell the truth. I'm not telling the whole story. Somebody committed fraud with my bank account, so I got in debt. I got debt. And when that happened, I couldn't pay anymore my rent.
Oh.
So I lost my place, and I needed to come to my parents. I hadn't, the bank account put me like in a blacklist that I couldn't have a bank account anymore. But now I fixed all of that, and now I got my bank account back. I'm working again.
Well, the
and
reason,
I'm looking now also for a place.
Well, the reason that you can't grow if you live with or near your parents is because of what you just said. They take care of you. They mama you, especially the mothers. they don't allow you to grow because your mother is trying to feel good about herself. So she does everything for you so that she can feel like she is a mother. She's showing love. She's being of love. When it's all ego and it's all about herself, she doesn't give a darn about her children at all. It's all about mm-hmm. self because that's what the ego is all about. So she deliberately stopped your growth by keeping you near so she could feel alive.
You're so right, because my mom told me, like, I live with my dad, but my mom also lives with my dad, but my parents are not together. But my mom had a lot of stuff happen, but my dad is the only one with a house. So I'm with my dad, and my dad told me, like, a couple weeks ago, you need to go find a place for yourself again, because when I was 18, I left my mom's place, and but my mom is like, no, I told you the story about my psychotic attack, right? I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
The story about that.
Yes.
And my mom is like, no, you're sick. You need to stay with us. And my dad is like, no, find yourself a place. And I think I'm going to listen to my dad, because I think he wants me to grow. I know that. He wants. And maybe I'm not comfortable, everything. I don't need to pay rent anymore. I don't need to wash my clothes and stuff like that. But I feel worse than when I was alone. But my mom is like, you got to suck.
A mama's love will destroy you. It kills you. A mother's love is evil. It's pure evil.
She uses my my psychotic attack that I cannot live on my own. She even told me, like, she wanted to move with me in my new place when I found one. Because I'm sick, and I was like, why would you? I was like, I can work, I can think, I'm not stupid, and why would you want to move in with me? I don't understand. And she was like, no, but you can get a psychotic attack again. I'm really scared for you. But she's like holding me down.
Well, it's up to you. You do what you see is best for you. Only you can make that choice or that decision, right? And so you make mm-hmm. that decision, but don't be angry. Anyone that has anger cannot see. It's evil, right? But just mm-hmm. don't be angry and do the silent prayer, watch those thoughts, and don't judge yourself based on what has happened. You live from this moment forward. All you have is right now, all right?
Yeah, what I'm training, I don't know if I should call it training, but what I'm doing a lot now is that when the feeling of uncomfortableness comes to me, I try to stay in it, because I got a new job where I clean older people's houses. It's like a CNN. Do you know what that is?
No. But I understand. Well, I understand seeing yes. clean old people's homes. So, but the point is what? Yes. Make the point.
At first, it was really hard for older people. I don't know. You also had a question about today at church yesterday about can you take criticism? And in my job, a lot of the older people will always tell you how you need to do something or how you can do it better. And at first, it was really hard for me to take the criticism. But now that I'm while at work, I try to do the silent prayer, and I just listen to them. It goes in one ear and goes out at the other.
Nice.
And I just go, yes.
Amazing. Well, listen, continue to work on yourself. Do what's in front of you, and you're going to be amazed how life would turn out for you.
Yes. I had another question. I'm really sorry. I don't know why I said I'm sorry, but I had another question. I wanted to know, I do the silent prayer, but I don't do it like, I do it while working a lot, the silent prayer, but morning and night I don't do it. Is it important to do it morning and night, and why is it important?
Why don't you do it morning and night?
My brain is just... The moment I am most mad is in the morning and in the night. I'm going to be honest.
But why? So that's why you need to be doing it.
Okay. it's hard to stay still when you're mad.
That's why you need to be doing it.
What I mean. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So stay with it, Rosa.
Thank you.
And do
bye-bye.
It. Do it morning and night.
I will do it. It's like, I don't know why it's so hard, but I think I just need to do it. And
don't think of it. Don't think of it as being hard or not hard to do it. Just do it. Sit and watch those.
I have one last more question.
Just sit and watch those thoughts.
I had one more question. I am working now cleaning for older people, and the company I'm working for had offered me to go to school again, so they will pay my school. I know I want to do that. I'm going to go to school, but also work at the same time. I don't know. My mind is like always thinking about it and thinking about if I'm going to make it or not, or should I just not think about it and just do it, or should I not do it? I don't know, because they offered me, they will pay my school for me. And while working for them,
and so
that's
why
how I'm paying it off.
Why is that even a question? It sounds like a good opportunity. Why you've okay. heard me say over and over the thoughts of lies? Why are you even questioning that?
Yes, it was just a question, but maybe I.
But why is it a question if you they go off your job and school training? Why is that a question?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I thought about it, but. I want to know if it's a good idea, but it is a good idea now that I told you about it, and so it's a good idea, and I'm gonna do it so I can leave my parents' place, because when I get my diploma, they will give me a better payment. So it's I'm just thinking too much. I'm gonna do the silent prayer. It's just that I need to do silent prayer.
Yeah, all right, Rosa. Let me know how it goes. All right.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Amazing. See how the thoughts mess with you? All those rushing around like that is in the head. They're all thoughts. And there's nothing you can do but watch them and overcome them by watching. You got to drop the anger. You must forgive. Otherwise, you're not going to even overcome it. You can't play a game because it's spiritual. It is spiritual. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Christian from Denmark bought a coffee on Buy Me a Coffee. Three coffees, actually.
Thank you. .com/GALP talk.
A question about the ego death. I'm trying to go through it, sit in it daily, experience the pain and the suffering. My question is, how long do I have to do it? When do you know that your ego is dead? I have forgiven my parents. I do the silent prayer every day. My heart is definitely changed, and I see the world / people different, but my ego is still there. Sorry for the long message.
Never ask again how long it takes. Why is it so hard? Those questions of evil, that's not you. It take as long as it take. All your life, whatever. You do it. Stay with it. It's better than what you have. So don't ask, why is it so hard? How long it take? Those questions are from evil. Just relax in it and do it. You'll be fine. Endure to the end. Thank you.
At this point, call me Mike Bought a Coffee. Answering last week's biblical question, do you have a fear of criticism?
Right.
I don't fear criticism. Criticism fears me. Angry face emoji. But seriously, I don't fear nor care about criticism. And as long as I can remember, I've always been that way. Salute, Blue Heart.
Emoji. Nice. Right on. Check out yesterday fellowship. We dealt with that. Amazing. Thank you.
Peanut Butter Hot Dog bought five coffees. Answered to the biblical question about criticism. These are from last week.
Right.
No isms, including criticism.
Thank you. Amazing.
Donnie Girl's idea has a guest tip for the fallen state. And
send it to the Father State producer at thefatherstate.tv.
Yep.
Producer at thefatherstate.tv. Thank you.
Peanut butter hot dog bought five coffees. My father told me I should correct my mother. I told him to correct his wife. Then I called him a woman. JC, am I wrong for calling him a woman?
I don't know. As long as you're not angry, it's neither wrong or right. Amazing. Thank you.
Marty B. bought three coffees. Jesse, I loved your advice earlier today on competing at sports, meaning this past Friday, the 19th. Competing at sports, worry about yourself, your performance only.
Yeah.
Will incorporate those thoughts into my life.
The best way to be good at what you do is never compete. Because when you compete, your desire is to win. And then if it doesn't win, you're afraid of losing. But if you're not competing, just doing your best naturally, there's nothing to lose or win. Imagine that, huh? You've been set up when they told you to compete. They set you up to stress and worry and compare and get on drugs. Amazing. Thank you.
Also on Buy Me a Coffee, Terry bought one. Jesse, how do I become black and slow like you? Amazing.
Forgive your mama. And return to your daddy. Amazing. Thank you.
Aries 1 donated a diamond. No message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cactus Eater Bear donated a diamond. Have an amazing weekend, JLP experts in D-Live. Clapping, heart hands, robot arm, and pointing to at you.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for your support.
Sion C bought a coffee. Spoiled liberal Google workers need to shut the bleep up and work. Wow, Sion. Google did it to themselves. They hire these people from all over the world and spoil them. If I were to protest on my Massa, he will sell me.
That's for sure. Just imagine Google employees protesting in their boss's office, according to the report. They're doing a sit-in, talking about Google, Googie, you can't hide. What do you expect? Did you get lunch? They, according to the report, they were fired, and they should have been. Thank you.
Wayne, I am that I am, bought a coffee. Cain versus Abel. Like many stories in the Bible, this story is an allegory pointing to two ways of life, beta living, intellectuals, versus alpha living, silent prayers. Cain was a tiller of the ground, lower nature, and gave of the fruit of his thoughts, whereas Abel, watcher of sheep, his thoughts, and sacrificed them via the silent prayer. Thus, the Lord rejected Cain's offering and accepted Abel's. Smoke on that. Three lighted cigarettes emojis.
Thank you. Amazing. Appreciate it.
Shout out to the top contributors on Friday. WD41, Evgeny Crosby, Aries 1, and Cactus Eater Bear. Thank you, guys, for the support and the rest of you. And,
yeah, thank you.
Dave bought our coffee with another guest request saying, have more UFC fighters on the Fallen State.
Send it to producer at thefallenstate.tv.
Nice. Evgeny Crosby with the Diamond Church with Jesse Lee Peterson in one word. Amazing.
Amazing. RevealingTheMan.com/church. Check it out.
Prepman Paul says, all souls are important to God as they should be with us, but they just make their own decisions. So in the eternal scheme of things, people are important as they are in the eyes of God. Blah, blah, blah.
Back in a moment. Thank you.
Sorry, Paul.
Thank you. To responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Mm-hmm.
It's Earth Day. Did you know that? Is it? Something like that. And Columbia University, Israel-Palestine war drama. It's spilling into America. What a mess. And foreign aid and a possible TikTok ban. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, April 22nd, AD 2024. Stay tuned for hour two. JLP will be right back. But first, fake news, not fake news. There is one line open you can call in right now during fake news. The world, don't follow the world, is celebrating Earth Day today, says commie nonsense network CNN. But the truth is we could all live a greener lifestyle. Better to preserve our planet, says CNN. For example, despite global homo efforts to rein in plastic pollution, only 9% of it is actually recycled. What a mess. A lot of it is thrown into the ocean by foreigners. Columbia University. CNN says surging tensions at Columbia University have sparked condemnation from the Black on the Inside White House as pro-Palestinian demonstrations on campus stretched into their fifth day. In recent days, this is a quote from the Black on the Inside White House, we've seen harassment and calls for violence against Jews. This blatant anti-Semitism, all one word, no hyphen, is reprehensible and dangerous, and it has absolutely no place on college campuses or anywhere in our country. That's what Crooked Joe supposedly said on Sunday. A rabbi linked to that Ivy League school, Columbia University, I think it's located in New York, right? Has recommended that Jewish students return home as soon as possible and remain home amid the demonstrations. The atmosphere is so charged that school officials said students can attend classes virtually on the internet, online, starting today. And today happens to be the first day of Passover, a major Jewish holiday. It's Passover. Is it really Earth Day? It's everything. Meanwhile, at least one Republican lawmaker, according to the far-left female run outlet The Skim, is calling on Columbia University's president, that Egyptian gal, Manoush Shafik, to step down, saying the school's leadership lost control of the campus. Just last week, police arrested more than 100 pro-Palestinian protesters at the university. What a mess, huh? So, foreign aid, as you heard on the JLP show today, the House passed a $95 billion package over the weekend, providing foreign aid to Ukraine, Israel, and whatever the Indo-Pacific region is. I think that's Taiwan, maybe? I don't know. Some moderate Republicans commended Speaker Mike Johnson after he joined the Demon Rats to advance the measure to Saturday's vote, while others in the conservative flank, supposedly conservative, voiced strong opposition. Marjorie Greene, for example, on Sunday said Speaker Johnson betrayed Republican voters and threatened to call a vote for his ouster if he doesn't resign. The legislation passed with the support of 210 demon rats, I call them that, and 101 Republicans. It now heads to the Senate, expected to give final approval this week. The high-stakes foreign aid package approved by the House on Saturday includes a measure that could lead to a TikTok ban. You know that social media app? By attaching the TikTok bill to the funding for Ukraine military equipment and Israeli missile defense, House Republicans put pressure on the Senate lawmakers to consider the whole package in a single up or down vote. The current version of the bill, if signed, would give TikTok roughly 9 months to separate from their Chinese parent company, ByteDance, BYTEDANCE, following national security concerns, right? The bill also states the deadline could be extended by Crooked Joe Biden for 90 days if he determines there's been progress toward a sale. Policy analysts expect the Senate to take up the aid package quickly, giving it high odds of passage. I think China said that they would block it, the sale. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
man to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Brand new biblical question for this week. And it's a doozy. Which are you most interested in? Being something or doing something? Being something or doing something? Amazing question, huh? Yes, it is, Jesse. If you're out and about, laying up at the beach, raising money for Ukraine, giving illegal aliens 4 stars hotel, need billions of dollars more for the illegal aliens, giving them free cell phones, or if you're ignoring the American citizens and no police, protecting the criminals and going against the innocent citizens, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, because you're that busy, you don't have time to sit right now, you can podcast. But you can be listening live by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? It's Monday. Every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. Female, we take all call, but Female Mondays come first. 888-77-5373. Remember, I've said over and over again, and it's true. I'm not saying it just to be funny. I'm saying it in hope that you might wake up. You were created to wake up. You were created to overcome. You were created to overcome the world, to become the light of the world, salt of the earth. You were not created to live in your hell. But if you want to stay in your hell in the darkness, you can. Jesus, God and Jesus just not, they're not going to be concerned about that at all. They've done what they can do. But I tell you that in today's America, and maybe around the world, but in today's America, human beings hate one another so bad that they're starting to pretend that they love animals. And they're in an animal state of mind, and they truly think the animals are loving them back. And they don't love the animals, and animals definitely don't love them, but that hate feel like love. And so when they get those love feelings, which is hate, and the dog act like them, like he care that they love him, they think they have a loving dog and they are loving people. They're a liar. They're haters. And talk about protecting the animals and being in, human beings being in a human animal state of mind. Watch this from X. We don't have it.
I like the sheets.
For those who can't see it, the mayor is walking in the rain. A male is walking in the rain. He has an umbrella over the dog, protecting the dog from the rain, and has no umbrella over himself. That's a fallen nature. That's an evil nature. And he feel good about it. Feel good about it. I'm telling you, human nature is evil. Every human nature, all human nature, there's not one that's good. No such thing as human nature being good. It can't be. It doesn't matter if it's family members or whomever. Human nature is evil. I want to show you another example of human beings acting like animals. This is the New York Post. A man who calls himself a trophy husband has revealed that not only does he have three wives, but he doesn't work. When the polyamorous family appeared on Seeking Sister's Wife last year, they welcomed 22-year-old Danielle into their family. Watch this from TLC.
I am a stay-at-home dad. In our household, the women are the breadwinners. That's the way we run things here. That's the way we like it to be structured.
Nick is a trophy husband, if you will.
We prefer it that way, right. Honestly. Like, I would go crazy if I was at the house all the time.
Current sleeping arrangements at home is that we all share one bed.
Morning. Just getting up here.
Part of that is because of space. I mean, we have the smallest house ever right now. We had to work it out the way we worked out, and it ended up working out in a way that we prefer.
Not one of us spends a night without Nick because it's very special to be able to, you know, sleep next to the one you love, for sure.
I like to be snuggled up in the middle.
Yes, you do.
It's a nice spot for me. So
that's okay. Nick has been a part of my son William's life since he was 6 months old, and he has been a great father to him.
I love that boy.
By staying home and being a trophy husband without a job, right? Amazing. Amazing. That's animal nature. Human nature is evil. Human beings are evil and dirty and nasty and have no love. And I want to give you, and then I'll take your calls and your super chats. I want to give you this is like, those what I just showed you, evil too, this one take the cake. This is like evil on top of evil. This is like, you should be scared for this female to be your mother, your sister, your female cousin, your wife, your grandma, or any part of your family. You should not want this evil one in your family. And for those who have not been paying attention to the Great White Hope and how he deal with the issues of life so far, you've dealt with and is dealing with the issues that come after him, you're crazy for not watching. Without judgment, but watching. So far, I don't know what The end going to bring, and I'm not concerned about the end. I'm waiting to see. But Donald Trump has been a perfect, so far, a perfect example of Jesus Christ on earth. He's dealing with evil, evil human beings. And it's interesting to see that the people don't know, who don't know if he's guilty or not, has taken the side of the evil court system, justice system, and instead of waiting to see what's up with them. They've already judged Donald Trump. They don't know him. They don't know if it's true or not, but they have already decided that's evil. You're not supposed to take sides. But I want to show you what evil looked like in a big way, because every human being is dealing with evil inside themselves, in their imagination and emotion, inside their body, and outside themselves, inside of others. But Donald Trump has been and is, so far, a living example of how to deal with evil. Remember that black female, Letitia James? She was celebrating Donald Trump being in court and had put his bail bond way out of control. And then Donald Trump got it down to $175 million. And she was like, all celebrating. She was going to be marching over to his hotel, putting a chain and a lock around the door, and Donald Trump can't get in. She was celebrating. And then she got egg in her face. And she went away for a minute. But according to the report, it looked like she just went away to try to scheme up something else to stop the great white hope. Woe unto the human being who try to get revenge or celebrate someone else's pain. Really, you have no idea what you're doing to yourself. Well, this evil female has went back down into hell, consulting with Satan, calling him God. What can I do? I can't stop this man. I thought I had him. I sat up in court every day at the end of the seat, first seat on the row, with a big smile, and I wasn't able to stop him. What can I do, Satan? And according to the Citizen Free Press, Letitia James asked the judge to disallow Trump's $175 million bond. Why? Right? Why? Except for revenge. So Letitia James asked the judge to disallow Trump's $175 million bond. There will be a hearing on Monday. Watch this compilation.
The President of the United States has complained that I'm engaging in some sort of political witch hunt.
You
are.
That
I've had some personal vendetta against him. That I campaigned against him. That is not true.
This illegitimate president who sits in the White House.
That president, because he's not my president, he's an illegitimate president. His days are numbered. His days are numbered.
We've got to get ready to mobilize, and we've got to get ready to agitate and irritate until victory is won, but more importantly, until Trump is defeated.
We will all rise up and resist this man.
And ultimately, we'll bring him down.
This illegitimate president, I'm going to give you the same level of respect that you gave to President Obama, and that is absolutely no respect at all.
Donald Trump has got to go. Hey, hey.
Ho, ho.
That is not true.
So don't believe what you see, right? That's evil. And I have to promise you, that kind of spirit has been passed down to every black male and black woman on this earth. It's not about racism. It's not about sexism. It's not about white supremacism or antisemitism or homophobiaism or Debbie Dadism. It's that spirit of evil. And I want to encourage the blacks, you got to take a look at that anger you have. It's not of love. And see how it passed out to you from your mothers or grandmothers or both. And forgive them. so you can wake up and forgive your father for not protecting you from that. He can handle that. His mother was just like that. She rebuilt him, remade him in her image. It ain't about white people. It's about that. It's a spiritual battle. She's like, I didn't do it. Donald Trump trying to claim that it. We just played all this out, but her whole campaign appeared to be about Trump. Stopping one man. She said, it's not true. 888-7753-773. Adrian is out of New York. Adrian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Adrian.
How are things today?
I'm sorry?
I said, how are things today?
All is well.
Awesome. So I wanted to make a comment on yesterday's service. Not the biblical question, but how you were talking about family.
Yes.
And so, in March, my brother's birthday party was coming up, and I'm down in Florida right now, and I was going to go, but there's always been this thing in my family, like I'm always the most different one, and, you know, how you say your family doesn't love you, and because of that, I would say for a good third of my life, I just suffered because I just wanted to be a part of the family. I wanted to be accepted. I didn't understand why I had to be so different, blah, blah, blah. So I didn't go, and all of a sudden his wife called, and they were worried about why I didn't go. And I'm not going to lie, I had like an episode, and I was like, I'm just not going. It's just not good for me to be there. So finally they were able to get a hold of me, and I said, well, I'm not mad. I was just going through my own thing. I knew it was a battle. And then they're like, well, call us back, but I didn't call back. And I think that because I didn't call back, I can fully accept the fact that it's true what you said yesterday. Your family is just, I think for the sake of that we're spirits, we have to be born in a body. So, you know, you're born where you're born. But, and I think that the reason a lot of us suffer and we think that we're supposed to be drawn to our family is because that's all you know. Like, it's just all you know. And, but I can say this, now that I am learning to let go and I see that it's all stupid and all the suffering I went through was unnecessary, trying to fit in with people that I'm not supposed to fit in with is like the first time relief in my life. Like there's no pressure to be a part of, and there's no pressure on my part that they should love me or accept me or be more engaging with me. It's all stupid. So I just wanted to make a comment on that.
So when your sister-in-law called you to ask why you didn't go, why did you tell her that?
I didn't really speak to her. She spoke to my husband.
Oh, I see.
So I had to let it go. I didn't want to respond to anything because what would happen, what I would normally do, my pattern would be, oh, they called. Maybe it was important that I wasn't, you know, that I should have been there, right? But for the first time, I was like, no, because she says, well, she tells my aunt, well, I cried because I thought she was mad. And I did speak to them afterwards, and I said, the only reason you cried wasn't about me, it was about you. And the reason I didn't call back right away is because I would bow down. Oh, they called me? Oh, let me just over-apologize and just, you know, overextend myself and then, boom, be right back in the same position. So I couldn't do it, Jesse. I had to resist it. And now I feel fine. Now if I think about them, there's no whole storyline for the last 30 years, no this, no that, and then my mom, and then this, and then that. They should love me. I'm the oldest sister. I don't want that in my life anymore. And it's stupid because you suffer for so long thinking because that's all you know. You know, you're young. And
What's your husband say about you not going?
At first, he was like, well, look, I know you and your family, whatever, normally he would always be like, well, you need to talk to them. But this time he's like, all right, I understand how you feel. It's no problem. I was like, yeah, I'm not, I can't, you know. And it wasn't just about I can't. It was just about I don't want to go through this cycle, this sickening, maddening, psychotic cycle of constantly going through the same thing over and over.
All and families then, have that. All around the world, there's no family where the full family is one. It's all that because it's the same ego. Everybody wants something from somebody in the family. And when you don't get it, they build an army and they go against you or you go against them. Even your own mother would build an army against you. It's no different than dealing with other people in the world. Other people want something, and they don't get what they want. They'll build an army against you. Human beings are evil. I saw an ad the other day where the Kennedy guy that's running for
president,
and his family, members of his family, have made an ad against him. And when I saw that, I just realized that's how all families are. Family members do not love one another. And if they can't control you, they'll go against you. And when I saw that ad, I realized they have money, they have fame, they have everything. And yet they have no love in the family. It's amazing to see it.
Jesse, why was I going to tell you this? Two things I was going to say. That was the next one, because yesterday, after your church service, I saw that, and I was thinking to myself, now, why would the Kennedys go against this one guy and then say Biden is the best? They don't love him, and they don't love us, and they must not love themselves. And I was like, it's so true. There goes an example. But the other thing is that the more I'm trying to work on myself, even though a lot of times I feel like I'm not because, you know, the thoughts just never stop. But the more I'm coming to realize that because of that other thing that I said about my family, it bled into how I felt around other people, like never being accepted or not good enough. And now that I'm learning to relax in that, I see that it's true again, what you said or point out, that everybody has problems. So your neighbors who you think are better than you, and then you feel insecure about hanging out with them because you're not good enough, and then you start talking to people and they got a bunch of jacked up problems, and I'm like, okay, so they're not better than me and I'm not better than them. And I did have faults with my family because I needed something from them too. I needed approval, and that's the other thing I want to let go.
Well, that would be because you didn't love them and they didn't love you. And as the scripture says, our blood family is not our family. It's not our family. It's those who have been truly born again of the Father, returned to the Father. Not the Bible thumper ones, not the one that's quote the Bible or go down to the front of the church and confess Jesus, but those who have been born of the Spirit of the Father.
It even says somewhere in the Bible, if you're not willing, something like that, paraphrasing, if you're not willing to leave your mother, your brother, your sister to me, then I, something about, like, then we have no part of him.
Yeah.
And, you know, and now the next, even though this is going to be a long time for me, but the next one is with my daughter, even though I've let go because of you in a lot of ways. But I see it still, and it's not that you want to do it. It's just, like I said, it's...
How old is your daughter?
Warning. My daughter's 31. She
and you haven't let go?
No, I do let go.
Have you let go?
What I'm saying. Yes. I don't interfere in her life anymore. I apologize to her.
Yeah.
I've done all of that. But this weekend, she's like, well, I'm going to move to Texas or here and there. And I saw the pain try to come up in my body. And I was like, okay. All right. Well, you got to do what you got to do for you.
That's right.
And that was it, because she's a part of your daughter, your mother, your sister. If you love any of them more than you love me, then you have no part of me.
That's right.
And it's
amazing.
It's a weird concept, but it's, you know, it's true, man. Anyway, that was all.
Stay with us, all right?
All right. Love you, all you guys.
You
have
too.
Have a great day, all of you.
Amazing. Bye-bye. Right now. Amazing. If you did not catch yesterday's fellowship at rebuildingaman.com/church, It was about the family. All family members are screwed up. They have no love. They're of their father, the devil. And I think of some of the family members I know who have stayed around. Some are still living with their family as adults and or stayed around their parents, not far away, right down the street or next door or whatever. They are underdeveloped. The men and the women are underdeveloped. And the mother will stop your life for her own personal ego need and destroy you, weaken you, cause you to be weak and pathetic to get energy for herself. It's evil energy, but she tried to get it and she called it life. And I don't know anyone, not one, who have stayed around their family and grew up to be individual, strong individuals. I don't know one. It's not normal to move down the block from your family or stay with your family member. You're not going to grow. And they don't care that you're not growing. Most of the time, the fathers don't allow it to happen unless he's too weak to stop the mother, and that's pitiful. But most of the time, the father would not allow the children, adult children, to stay near. They'll tell you, go out on your own, you're done. Go out on your own. But family members are all screwed up all around the world. I wish you could hear some of the stories from counseling I've heard that family members have done to one another. Not one goes undamaged, untouched. If you stay around your parents, and especially the mother, or even a father that act like a mother, if you stay around them, especially your mother, you're not going to mature. You'll be weak. You'll be lost. You'll be lonely. You'll be empty. You will not have a life. And your mother will make sure you don't have a life. You're not going to develop. 888-7753-773. First time caller, Aaron. First time caller out of Massachusetts. Aaron, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Aaron. Going once, Aaron out of Massachusetts. Going twice. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Donald out of New York. Donald, there's a line open, 888-7753-773. Donald, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
All right. Yeah, I was the most number one. Well, I had some initially, but the whole great white hope, you honestly think Trump is like that guy? I mean, he's the guy at the moment, but I mean, I wouldn't vote for anybody else, but do you really think he's really that guy?
What guy?
Like, the guy. Like, he's really that legitimate? You don't have any at all little questions, like...
Like what?
You know what I'm saying?
No.
I don't know. Like, just, he's...
Donald, hold on. Let me take a quick break. Don't hang up, all right? Hold on.
All right, yeah.
888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. One line open. 888-77-JESSE. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. A couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. James Hake is on fire. And then at 11 a.m., Joy of Friday TV, he black. Right after the Hake Report, he black. Amazing. And then the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby, you can't hide. On fire with natural energy given to him by God. At 12 noon today, Joel Fridays from 11 to 12, and then the American Anchor Baby. For personal shout-outs, go to birthday shout-outs, wedding, anniversaries, encouragement, congratulations. Whatever the shout-out is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And you see this shirt, Rebuilding the Family by Rebuilding a Man? They're at our store right now, rebuildingdemand.com/store. Check it out, rebuildingdemand.com/store. Amazing merch at rebuildingdemand.com/store. Look at there, hoodies, tote bags, mugs, T-shirt, even one with Big Mama Michelle and the fallen Messiah, Barack Obama. Oh, the wall going up. No such thing as racism. And also, the amazing Top Baby shirt is back. It's back. It was banned. What the? Banned in America. I was banned. It was banned. Is back. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/store. All right. And make a donation, folks. Support us at our rebuildingdemand.com. Or you can call 800-411-BOND. I shouldn't have to ask for support because after you're being helped, they'll let you just naturally do it. But I understand you need reminding. We have a nonprofit organization. So go and support it. Rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND. So let me go back to Donald, and Donald has a question about Donald Trump. Donald, what were you saying about the Great White Hope?
I was just asking, I mean, the dude's a billionaire. He made his way into presidency. No one makes his way into presidency without, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I don't know. I wouldn't vote for anyone else. I mean, that's my dude. Like,
you going to vote for
one of my nicknames as a kid?
You going to vote for Donald Trump?
Oh, for sure.
And so, why are you having questions about him?
I'm just saying, as far as like putting him on a pedestal, like
who,
I don't know
who put him on a pedestal.
I don't. Well, calling him the Great White Hope is kind of a pedestal.
How's that?
But I get where you're coming from. I'm not like coming at you about
right,
it.
Right. But where am I coming from?
Well, just hope, actual hope, not hope and change like Obama. Like,
so, like,
yeah.
So, do you agree?
Like, I get it.
Do you agree with me that he is the Great White Hope?
I do.
Oh, so you're not putting him on a pedestal then?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I'm just saying, like, you don't have a little bit of question?
About what?
Not as far as him and his character, but the system in itself, like, as if he's a part of it.
Well, the system is screwed up. And the system hates him because he's not a part of it. If Donald Trump was a part of the system, you would have no problem. Donald Trump would be already be the president. But he's not a part of the system. That's why the
That's what I'm saying is he has been the president. So you don't think he's somewhat part of the system, like?
No.
At all,
no.
Okay.
Amazing, huh?
Which do you know what the biblical meaning of Donald Trump is, like, of those words?
Yes.
And yet.
It's Jesus.
I mean, I think he is the great, how you put it, the Great White Hope. I don't. Usually put it that way, but.
And what's the meaning of Donald? What's the meaning of Donald Trump?
Huh?
If you can, you can hear. What's the meaning of Donald Trump? You said you asked, do I know the meaning of Donald?
Well, the world ruler and forget exactly what Trump is. Has to do with trumpets, like, as in Revelation, like.
The meaning is the Great White Hope.
Amazing.
Amazing.
It is.
Donald, thank you, man. Stay with it. Stay with it.
My original question, though, was where'd you get the forgiving of your mother? Like, I mean, I kind of get where it comes from, like, but say you're not very connected with your mother. Like, does it still apply? Like, say she won't accept it, whatever, like.
The beauty about it, she does not have to accept forgiveness because it's for you. Anyone that has anger is living in hell. They're living in their thoughts and their emotions. They're feeling lonely. They're feeling lost. They feel sad. They feel empty. They feel revenge, jealousy, and strife, all different types of feelings, which are all evil spirits.
It derives from the mother?
Yes. That's the nature of the mother because the mother nature is evil.
Okay.
And so when you realize that she couldn't help herself, that her mother did it to her, and that you're wrong for being angry at her, and go and forgive her, God will forgive you, and he will take away the mother's nature and give you back your nature, which is of him, which is of the Father.
And so
she doesn't have to, she can pretend she doesn't understand. She can say, I need to forgive you. She can cry. She can fall out and die.
Circles and...
Yeah, but that's on her. You apologize for resenting her, and God will make you free. He will bring you out of the hell that you're in.
All right. And, oh, geez, I just freaking forgot.
And forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He couldn't deal with her because he married his mother. He made a baby with his mother. He made a baby with the woman that is just like his mother because he become attracted to what you hate.
Yeah. I definitely get it. I guess you didn't really answer anyway. Like, where did you get that from?
Oh, from God. Remember he said to honor thy parents?
Yeah.
And if you honor your parents, you have a long life? What he's saying is don't resent your parents. Don't be angry at them. You're not subject to them. You don't have to take care of them. You don't have to be around them unless you want to. But just don't be angry at them. And when you're not angry at them, you're going to love them with God's love and not Satan's love.
So that's where it, like, derives from, like, forgiving your mother, like, because it's kind of, like, amazing. Like, that's kind of like a staple of yours. Like, that's where it comes from?
Yes. It's from God. It's straight from God. Forgive. Before you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive. And most people don't forgive their mothers because they hate her so badly. In their mind, they think that she's an angel. They think she's a victim. But she is not a victim. She's a victimizer.
I believe it. When I first found God, that was the first two things I did other than open my Bible. Because my dad was in prison at the time. And I sent him a letter and forgave him for all of his dumb BS and forgave my mom. And I couldn't physically eat for 5 days. Like, I would try to eat, came up, and then all I did was cry and read the Bible. Like, it was a moment, but... Yeah, no, I definitely understand. I was just kind of, like, wondering where you really derived it from.
Straight from the Father.
And
he allowed me to see that I needed to forgive him, too. I needed to forgive my mother. I needed to forgive my father. If you met my mother, you would think she's one of the sweetest Christian women on this side of heaven. She dead now. She dead. And then if you met my father, you would think that he was one of strong guy, but he couldn't deal with my mother.
Yep.
Amazing. Are you doing the silent?
Very similar.
Every human being has that. There's not one that doesn't need to forgive their mother. Not one male or female. They're not going to return to the father. It ain't going to happen. They will not be born again of the Father until they forgive their mothers. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Well, I was going to ask, too, like, where did you really get that from?
The Father. He said, be still and know him. All that hooping and hollering and reading the Bible ain't going to do nothing for you.
Like, did it just come to you, or did you get it?
I asked the Father to let me see what was wrong with me. How come I was doing what you were doing. I was going to church. I was participating in volunteering and things. And I asked the Father, and that wasn't helping. I was doing what the preacher said, but it wasn't working. So I asked the Father to let me see. And he allowed me to see that I needed to forgive. I didn't know I resented my parents, to be honest. I did not know it. I thought that emotional love that I felt for them was real love. And I did not know that it was unforgiveness, right? It was keeping me down or keeping me in darkness. So, Donna, have you given it a try yet?
So just purely on your own, reached out and actually spoke out to him?
Yes, I asked God, because I've been going to church and doing all that praying out loud, but I didn't know I was praying to the devil. Emotional prayer is prayer to the devil. You're praying to the devil. You're like, oh, Lord, I'm so lost.
Yeah, putting on a show. And
it's all an act. Oh, help me, Jesus. Save my mama, save my daddy, bless my sister. Oh, Lord, help me. I'm in pain. Save me, Jesus. It's all praying to the devil. It's just an act.
Yep. So you just came upon it on your own and through God.
Are you doing it? Have you tried it yet?
No, yeah, I definitely have. And I've had results.
Well, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Darn,
I was just wondering, like, where it derived from.
Told you, from the Father.
Yeah, for sure. I was just wondering. And go the great white hope.
let me see what the great white hope has to say, Don, and then I gotta run.
Yeah, amazing.
I have a running war with the media. They are among the most dishonest human beings on earth.
Amazing. Thank you, Donna Gomes. Thank you, Donald. Let me go to Daniel out of New York. Daniel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Jesse.
You're welcome.
So last time we spoke about how my mom was evil and tried to kill my father. When a man loves a woman, you know, he took her back, and I've since got my father's contact details, and I am ready to reach out to him, but I wanted to run a situation by you first, because when I was young, they were messing around on each other. In fact, my mom used to have us around her boyfriend when we were little kids. And when we were older, she blatantly told us about it. And then when I was 10, she called a family meeting and announced to us kids in front of my father that he had a mistress. And we knew who she was because her husband, the mistress' husband and kids used to be friends with her family. And she would always say horrible things like, she wishes I wasn't her son. She wishes my sister wasn't her daughter. She would speak highly of other men and then say, oh, if only he was your father, you know, our lives would be happy. And then I learned as an adult that France, the country where we were living, where my father's from, that they ban paternity tests, and they will fine you or send you to jail if they find out that you did a paternity test. And France says that they want to uphold the peace of the family. So considering this and the fact that people is just a bit wild like this in France, I don't know if he's actually my biological father, and I'm not sure, you know, what the truth is, but considering everything that happened, I know that this is something that I'm going to have to discuss with him when I talk to him. And I wanted to ask you your advice on how to handle this.
Just ask him the questions you need to know, you want to know, and don't react to them, and you'll be fine. And if he overreacts, let him just watch him overreacting. It's not you, it's him. And you just ask what you need to know. That's all. Hello? Daniel? I'm going to put Daniel on hold, Sean, to see what's going on. If something happened. John is out of Texas. Hey, John?
Hello, Jesse. How are you this morning?
All is well. How are you, John?
Well, I'm not too bad, but, you know, my conscience is weighing something that I did a few months ago under the influence. So I may have been angry at my mother. And,
you may have, or you were?
I was angry. My mom, she uses simps to, when she can't control me, you know, as a child.
How old are you?
She uses simps to put the beat down on me.
How old are you?
Now I'm about to be 30.
Oh, okay.
Now, I had been living with her, and, you know, I know that was wrong. And so I was angry, and I didn't have a right to be angry. I may have said something about, like, having a gun, and, like, and I may have let her know, like, the evil thoughts that I was having.
Right.
And my mind. I overreacted, and I was angry. I'm not sure, like, I almost didn't do it. I almost just let it go. And my life would have been so much better because she reached out to tell everybody. And, like, I guess you could say she, like, built an army. And then she called the police. And, like, God, like, protected me from having any consequences because immediately I regretted it. But I just was like, you know what? I'm just going to see where this goes for some reason. Because I didn't want to act my age because, like, it's like she doesn't act her age, and my stepdad, he doesn't act his age. And I was, I overreacted. And, you know, what they do, I shouldn't have been, like, trying to, like, what I was trying to do, I was trying to go to see them. I lived in a different town. And just recently, I had raised my voice.
Hold
while
on,
I was living with him.
Hold on, John.
Okay.
All right. 888-7753-773. One more hour to go. The hate news is coming now. I'll be back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
The The homeless bums have taken it all the way to the Supreme Court. The so-called housing rights activists, the mamas. There's a pink moon tomorrow. That's the April full moon, the 23rd of April, Tuesday evening, our time anyway, or afternoon. And a theme park ride mishap at Universal Studios. I think it injured some people. Crazy. And also, BB is talking about on the Passover today, I guess is the Passover, on the hostages, the Hamas hostages. And the SATs are under attack. This is the end of hour two of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday, April 22nd, 2024 AD. Stay tuned for hour three, last hour of JLP, coming right up. Female Monday. The lines are full, guys. But first, Hake News on Fake News. And of course, after the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, I may cover some of these items, specifically the SATs. They're calling it racist. And so the HakeReport.com, and then Joelle Friday TV, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 Central, 2 Eastern. And then, of course, American Anchor Baby. Nice. The Supreme Court, the so-called Supreme Court, will hear arguments today, says Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, on whether ticketing homeless people is cruel and unusual, Lord, and violates Eighth Amendment of the Constitution, the Eighth Amendment. City and state officials closely watching the case will decide whether the homeless have a right to camp in public places. Many communities are struggling to respond to a surge in encampments that have cropped up under bridges and in city parks across the nation, also being followed by people who live in those encampments and are alarmed by efforts to criminalize the population rather than build shelters and affordable housing, as if that's the issue. This comes as the number of people experiencing homelessness, says CNN, increased by 12% from 2022 to 2023. Thanks, Obama, which is to say Biden, according to the Department of HUD, Housing and Urban Development. Evil criminal communists. Anyway, a pink moon, the full phase of the moon at 7:49 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow, Tuesday, April 23rd. Despite its cool name, April's full moon, pink moon, will look like any other full moon. A lyrid meteor shower will also peak this week right before that full moon rises. And the pink moon will make the meteors more faint to the sight. You can't see them as well. Oh well. It got called the pink moon because of this moss pink, hot pink wildflower, Phlox subulata, which smells like marijuana, according to Wikipedia. It blooms in early springtime, according to the Old Farmer's Almanac. That's from CNN. So, yeah, next month, May, there's going to be a flower moon. That's their full moon. June, strawberry moon, 21st. May 23rd, flower moon. June 21st, strawberry moon. July 21st, buck moon. August 19th, sturgeon moon. Sturgeons are cool fish. September 17th, the harvest moon. Boring. October 17th, hunter's moon. November 15th, beaver moon. And December 15th, cold moon. Nice, huh? I guess. 15 people were injured at Universal Studios Hollywood, per CNN, on Saturday after a tour tram crashed and ejected multiple passengers, according to California authorities. The incident remains under investigation. Driver indicated a mechanical failure that caused the vehicle to collide with a metal guardrail. What a mess, huh? BB said this, "This night, 133 of our dear brothers and sisters do not sit at the cedar table and are still imprisoned in the hell of Hamas." That's what Israeli Prime Minister based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu said. He plans to increase military and political pressure on Hamas to free the Israeli hostages. His comments came Sunday as many Jewish families prepare to mark the Passover holiday with a ceremonial meal called the Seder. "Should the SAT still matter after all these years?" asks Commie Nonsense Network CNN editors. Criticism has dogged the standardized tests for years by liberals crying racism. Some colleges are reinstating SAT requirements for admissions after suspending them during the China virus scamdemic. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. My brand new biblical question for this week. It's a doozy. It really is a doozy. Doozy, doozy, doozy. Which are you most interested in? Being something or doing something? Which are you most interested in? Being something or doing something? Amazing question, right? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. If you're busy and about and doing whatever you're doing, wherever you are in the world, we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. You could be listening to the show. On your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line, right, at 641-793-1500. That's 641-793-1500. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond Cash App. JLP. Bond Cash App. JLP. Bond Cash App. JLP, all right? It's Monday. Every Monday we take all calls, but every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I've been beat by me. My daddy, my brother.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies.
Deep in my soul.
We've been lied to for so long.
Yeah. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. I want to go back to Jason out of New York. No, I'm sorry. John out of Texas. I was conversating with John. Then I got to finish Daniel, then the rest of the callers, all right? John out of Texas called about his mother. Hey, John.
JLP, how do I forgive my mother?
By realizing that the anger that is driving you is driving her. It's pure hell, and that she is not in control of herself. She can't help it. And just realize that, and just as you can't help yourself, she could not help herself. And then be done with it. Do you live with them?
No. I'm living on my own, sort of.
Well, then stay away from her. Realize she couldn't help herself. And God will forgive you, and he will take the anger spirit away from you and give you peace.
Yeah, I mean, I've been through a lot, and I've been through a lot of beta, and I've been through, like, being a loser and stuff when I was, like, in my 20s, so.
So why not?
Thanks, Jesse.
Why not forgive her? Just stay away from her. You don't have to go around her.
Yeah, I mean, I just wasn't acting my age. I, like, seemed to, like, have a lot of, like, misery. Didn't want to, like, I forgot, like, I could just act my age and I could just escape, you know? I could just be free.
How old are you?
And, like, I'm 30.
Oh, okay.
This happened, last year.
Oh, okay. Well, are you doing the silent prayer?
That's another thing. I do, yes.
Every morning, every night?
And no. Every morning, every night. A lot of the times I sit down and then I'll get right back up like pretty soon. So how do I lock in that silent prayer? Any tips?
Yeah, right now, just every morning, every night, before night. Let's say you get sleepy, you get tired, your body shut down at 9 o'clock. You could do it around 8 so you can be able to stay awake and stuff like that. And then in the morning, first thing you do when you wake up, open your eyes, look around your room so you can be present, and just close your eyes, relax, and just do it for a while. Watch those thoughts. That's all you need to do is watch those thoughts. Don't call them you. The so-called good ones or the bad one and the bad one are all evil. Just watch them and then get up and go and do your day. And if you get caught up in your mind during the day, just become aware of your body or something so that you can stay present.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. And just stay with it, John.
Amazing biblical question, too.
And stay with it, John. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yes, and I'm not going to hurt anybody, okay? I lied. I overreacted.
Yeah. Do you want... You want to respond to the biblical question?
Do I want to be someone or do I want to do something?
Which are you most interested in? Being something or doing something?
I want to do something. I want to make, I want to make bongs.
Make what?
Bongs?
What's that?
A bong. It's what you smoke weed out of. It's made out of glass. And so I want to learn the skill of glass blowing.
Oh.
I don't smoke weed, but it's just something inside. I want to do something.
All right. Well, right now, do what you want, but you shouldn't be... You know, try to avoid the bong thing and work on overcoming the fallen state, the anger and stuff. And then you will have a clear mind. And if that's what you're supposed to be doing as your job or something, you'll be able to do it. But you got to work on you, all right?
Okay, Jesse. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, buddy. 888-7753-773. That's a line open. Let me go back to Daniel. Daniel, thanks for holding. And Daniel, I don't know what happened to your phone, but you were saying you were going to go and forgive your father, that your father and your mother were cheating on each other. They were just had a rough life. And what else? Your phone went out.
Yes, thank you for taking my call back.
Yes.
And I really appreciate your advice, Jesse. And I'm going to call my father this week. And, you know, I'm looking forward to speaking with him at this point. And it's a big change because before I spoke to you, I had no idea how to handle this situation because it was so messy. And I really am very grateful to you, Jesse. You're absolutely amazing. And I wanted to also answer the biblical question.
What are you most interested in? Being something or doing something?
Well, Jesse, I'm interested in doing something. I want to overcome and I want to do good for my country, for America, the greatest country in the world. I love America so much. I'm so proud that I came to America and worked hard to become an American citizen. I'm going to overcome this and return to my father. I want to do good. I see evil here in New York City spreading like it never has before. It's unprecedented. And I want to invite all of the good men listening in the audience to stand up and do good. It's an emergency situation. It's an all hands on deck. It's such a mess out there. We need all the good people to stand up.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday if God is willing and the creed's all right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Don is a first-time caller out of New Jersey. Don, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. I really appreciate this opportunity.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, my question, there's so many, but I was never happy about the fallen Messiah, and I wanted Trump to run for president back in 2007. You've always been conservative. Did you ever like Roy Innes by any chance?
When I moved to California, I became a Democrat because mm-hmm. all the black people were like Democrats and I didn't know any better. And I would listen to other people that were saying that the Democrats were for the blacks. But I found out later that was not true. Then I switched parties. And now I'm disgusted with the Republican Party. And the only person that I would vote for in the Republican Party would be Donald Trump.
I agree with that. $95 billion makes Mike Johnson enemy number one of the Republican Party at this moment.
It's amazing that he would put he would put Ukraine before America. But anyway, you had a question about your mother, I'm told?
Yes. My mother passed away of metastatic breast cancer about 2 years ago. But my whole life, she was very harsh. But it was hard to reconcile that because she was an obedient wife. We had to wait till my dad got home before we had dinner. She made him out to be a messiah, if you will. Now that she's gone and learning that she helped build him up. But he's still a great man. I'm still a daddy's girl. And very intelligent. He owned his own business for 35 years. But he's still hurting. But she's done some pretty rotten things. She was a kleptomaniac and would take things and then return them years later. She had what they called bipolar, but finally got help, you know, later on in life and attempted suicide about 7 or 8 years ago by taking all of my sister's bipolar medication. But she was such a strong woman with a strong constitution. She survived it. She said she's never going to try it again at that time because she messed up her bathroom. So I have a brother with cerebral palsy. So she took care of him, you know, constantly. He was something when my brother was little, she's like, I wish they could stay babies forever. And he technically did. You know, he has to be changed. He needs to be cared for. My dad's 79 and he's caring for him now. When I went through a few of her things after she passed away, I saw some of the stuff. She wasn't really kind to me. I don't think my mother really loved me. And things that you say resonate so much. My whole life, I have been different. I was picked on, but I could never be mean to the people who picked on me. I was always severely against abortion to the point where I'd fight at the breakfast table with everybody else who seemed to be pro-choice. And thank goodness the world is changing. There's a lot more people on my side, so to speak. But,
And your question for me is what?
Well, how do I forgive my mom post, you know, expiration, now that she's gone, now she's dead? Like, I think I'm forgiving her. She's dead. Yes, she is. because if I remember some of the bad things that she did, does that mean I haven't forgiven her?
You know how something have been driving you all your life to make you think a certain way, make you do things that you wouldn't ordinarily do of yourself, and then you say, I would never do that again, but you end up doing it again, and then you end up judging yourself. It's like it drives you to make you think a certain way, and you don't want to think that way, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, that same spirit was in your mother. It came from your mother as a little kid when you became angry at your mother. And so you escaped into your imagination, and the imagination, which is evil, has been driving you. Well, the same thing was driving your mother, the same evil, dark spirits from thoughts. And she couldn't help herself. Her mother did it to her. And so if you see that you can't help yourself, and realize, you know what? I'm wrong for being angry at my mother. She couldn't help herself. I realize now I can't help myself. She couldn't help herself. And then, though she's dead, just realize that. And God will cause you to forgive her. And he will take those spirits away from your imagination, your thoughts and feelings. And he will make you free. But you got to realize, just as you can't help yourself, she could not help herself. She had no love.
Well, I'm working on it. I know you're not supposed to work on it, but it just seems I tell stories. I guess it's just I'm compelled to do it because I want to tell people what she did wrong.
Right, but you need to cut that out because you're getting a thrill from that. You tell people that, and then if the people feel sorry for you, you get a thrill. Or if they get mad at you for telling a story, you get another thrill. So you need to be quiet about that and start forgiving so you can be free and forget.
Okay. And forgetting is hard for me. I have memories of being in the high chair because I can describe the scene and everything. So I have to let some of these things go or
but
certain
when
things
you,
I can...
When you truly forgive in your heart by forgiving, really understanding that... You can help yourself. It will cause you to understand that others can't help themselves. You will forget because forgiving means to forget. All that stuff that happened then. It's not happening now. It's just that the devil reminds you of it and you react so it feels like it's still happening, but it's not.
Wow. Wow, because there's so much. I've carried so much baggage for so long. Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Amazing. So are you are you doing the silent prayer?
All day, but yes, morning and night.
Right.
I can't do it in bed because I will fall asleep. I'm not there yet.
Yeah, sit up and do it. You don't have to lay down and do it. Sit up and do it. And then during the day, you know, like when you take a little break from your work or whatever, just take a moment and become aware of the present, your body, everything right in the present. Just be aware of that during the day so you don't be all locked in your past and future, which doesn't exist. Because whatever happened back then, whatever happened this morning, it doesn't exist anymore. Except the devil will remind you either so-called good things to give you a thrill or bad things to give you a thrill. But if you truly forgive and do the silent prayer, you will eventually start living in the present, and you will have no future or no past. You'll be fine.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes, all right?
I will.
All right. Thank you, Da.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly to... First time caller out of Tennessee. Dakota out of Tennessee. Dakota, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Just got to say, I love your show. Love all your content. I've watched
crazy
amounts. But anyway, I called because, you know, I went and forgave my mom, you know, when trying to get over that. And what I'm finding out is even though I forgave her, I'm still having, you know, some anger and some beta tendencies, if you will. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, if it's forgive your mom, forgive your dad, you know, well, why am I still having the same issues?
Good question. Let me ask first, when you went to your mother and forgave her, what did she say? How did she react?
You said when I apologized to her?
Yeah.
She kind of acted confused. And she's like, where is this coming from? You know, she's not a bad mom.
Yes, she is.
But she kind of sees me as a small child still. So it's kind of hard to even be around her, you know?
That's because she's evil.
That's by nature, you think?
Yeah, 100%.
So what do you think I should do? You know what I'm saying? Because I still see her. She's my mom. I'm still going to see her. And she still does those same things. And she'll say, well, how come you don't come see me? Or how come we don't see each other more? And it's like, in my mind, it's like, because I don't want to sit there and, you know, be belittled or talked to like I'm a child still. I even talked to her about it when I apologized, and there's no reproof.
When the next time she asks you that, why don't you come around? She said, because you're evil, and I've asked you to stop, but you won't. So I'm not coming around until you cut it out.
amazing.
Why can't you say that to her? You're dealing with evil.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I guess that's how it is. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Right. When you asked, growing up, when you were asked your father to help you deal with your mother, what would he say?
He couldn't. He had to, finally, they fought all the time. And when I was 12, they had a really bad fight. And I went up there and I told him, I said, hey, Dad, just go find what makes you happy because, you know, it was just getting so bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was happy. He's like, oh, really? Okay, great. I'm glad you accepted. But, you know, he couldn't deal with it either. And he still, to this day, won't talk to her. But
how old are you?
I'm 29.
So, and you're not living with her, right?
No, no, no.
Okay. And so stay away from her.
We go to the same church, so that's a little difficult.
And when you see her at church, just say hi, bye, if you want to. You don't even have to say that.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Oh, good. So here's what I recommend. Now that you have forgiven, right?
Right.
When that anger comes up, don't call it you. It is not you. Before, it has never been you, to be honest. But you had identified with it as a kid when she traumatized you. You thought it was you. And because you thought it was you, you identified with evil, calling it you. It was never you. And so now when it pops up and whatever else comes up, just watch it. But do not give a name to it. Don't argue with it. Don't call it good or bad. Just watch it. And I promise you, God, because they're evil spirits. And that made a home in your mind and emotions. And I promise you, God would take it away from you. It's just that you've been identified with it, and it's in your mind and body. It still feels like it's you, but it's not.
Yeah, it's almost a lifestyle if you don't correct it.
Right, so just watch it, but do nothing else about it and still go on with your life. Relax in it and watch it. And don't try to do anything about it. Of ourselves, we can do nothing. And God will take it away from you, and he'll make you free.
Awesome. Thank you.
Are you doing are you doing the silent prayer?
No, sir. I'm not even familiar. I hear you talk about it, but I've never actually looked into it.
Well, we go to rebuildingaman.com, rebuildingaman.com, and start doing the silent prayer every morning and night. And during the day, take a moment, be aware of your surroundings. so you could stay present. God said to pray without ceasing. And right. That means to always be aware instead of being lost in your thought, thinking about the past, which doesn't exist, or the future, which doesn't exist. You want to always be present. All thoughts are lying to you. Satan lives in the past and the future, and he cannot come into the present where God is. So, you know, he doesn't want you to be aware. He wants you to be in the past or the future. So go to rebuildingaman.com/prayer and start doing it immediately, all right?
All right, Jesse. Thank you, man. I love you.
I love you too, buddy. But listen, don't ever call feelings you anymore. Those are all false identities. They are never you. When they're all gone, and they will disappear because they're evil spirits, the real you will appear. It's going to be amazing.
It will be amazing. Just like the Great White Hope, right?
That's right. The Great White Hope.
2024.
That's
this
right.
This year. All right, Jesse. Thank you, man.
You're welcome, Dakota. Amazing. 888-7753. Super chat.
Super. Prep Ham Paul says, my four boys, this was during church. He's a monthly supporter on Rumble.
Right on. He has four, sir?
My four boys are important to me because I was entrusted with raising them. I do love them, and I hope I taught the best that I could and hope that they choose the path of God in life. But they must choose, not me.
That's right, for sure. Thank you.
Over on IG yesterday, Rebuilding the Man on Instagram, unity equals I want your money, referring to family, I think. That says,
amazing.
Sifi Sosir Jumbuzi said that. Colin said,
thank you. And listen, y'all, if y'all were not at the meeting yesterday, the fellowship, or you didn't watch it live, make sure you podcast rebuildingaman.com/fellowship. It was about family. It was mind-blowing. All right? rebuildingaman.com/church. Thank you.
Colin said on Instagram, he said he likes hugging his mama. Laughing face with tears coming out.
I do understand why that is, but that's a no-no.
That's why he lived close to his family, because he likes hugging his mother.
Oh, yeah. I remember you said that now. Amazing.
Prep Ham Paul says, my parents were important to me because they supported me and introduced me to God and taught me the best they could on how to have a relationship with him.
Amazing.
Piotr Robel bought five coffees from Piotr. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it.
That's right.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thumbs up emoji.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you for your five coffees. Steve bought three. Hey, Jesse. Service yesterday was amazing. Thank you for all you do. Looking forward to a whole new week of your show.
Check it out yesterday. Thank you, by the way. But yesterday, fellowship was about I had no idea that it was going to go that way. I just didn't think about how it was going to be. But I had to do that conversation about family. Oh, look around you. Everybody's family screwed up. Amazing. You made them too important. You cannot have anything of this world that important to you that you can't let it go. It become your God, and it will destroy you. Thank you.
Gregatron bought a coffee. Nice little church service yesterday, Jesse. You standing up reminds me of the old episodes. Nice little Fall in a State episode, too. You have a nice little network here. Have a nice little day. P.S., did you hear Hake has a new name for his little show? The Hake and Snake Show.
How's your little business? That's what black women do to black men when they have a business. They can have a multi-business, right? And they're like, how's your little business? Thank you. My little business as well.
Show us, you know, about three coffees. I think Jesse's got a birthday 1 month from today.
Amazing. Don't remind me. Amazing. I got to take a break. When I come back, we'll finish that. Thank you for your super chat and support. We'll finish and your phone call. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live.
On this side
back
of heaven.
In a moment.
I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people
are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. That's amazing. What happened was, I thought we were at the top of an hour of news break. We were at the bottom of the hour, so I went out. Well, I didn't go out to see you this time, but I went on 8 to do the news. What the? And it's the bottom of the hour. Quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. And James Hake was like, all right, we're about to come back on now.
And I was on a hot mic.
He was on a hot mic. And I was thinking James Hake would tell me to leave the studio. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11 a.m. from 11 to 12, Joy of Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time, dealing with life. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. I hope you caught the American Anchor Baby this past Friday. It was deep. It was deep. If you didn't podcast it, the American Anchor Baby today at 12 noon. Follow us on social media, like, ring the bell, subscribe, and blah, blah, blah. We are JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. We are on cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. Cozy.tv/JLP. And Rumble, you got to know how to rumble.com. /Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. Amazing. So I want to go quickly back to, did we finish those super chats? Let's finish those super chats. And then I get back to the phone. Super.
Urinal Chills on Rumble says, is it okay to say I'm white and slow? I get a weird look when I say it to people.
If you're going to be thinking about what somebody else think about it, then I would do it. But if you can do it to be yourself, there's nothing wrong with being white and slow. One thing I realized about white people yesterday, I was watching one of those old movies. You know, like when white people be in college and stuff, they do those teen movies. I just happened to be flipping. And I hit one of those channels that show old movies. And they were showing these white guys. It was white girls and guys, but these guys in school. And they were trying to make a science project. And then it was two teams against each other, right? One team and another team. And one team was fighting to keep the other team from doing it, making it win the project in school. But I realized that white people fight each other over projects, you know, over inventing stuff and being adventurous, you know. But and then they fight over girls and they blah 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 kind of stuff. Black people fight over dumb stuff. They fight over just being black or having something more than other dumb stuff.
Interesting.
That was interesting to see that. Because I watched a black movement, it's always, it doesn't even make sense. I don't even know what to say. But they're not as adventurous as the whites.
Hmm.
But not all, but most.
Indeed.
That's finished. Thank you, though.
Urinal Chill says, I could be wrong. I hope I'm not. But I don't think Mike Johnson is a traitor. He doesn't have much to barter with the rhinos and the Democrats being so cohesive.
But he getting nothing done. The rapper, Joel Friday, said he fight over white people. The rappers fight over women. He and her son are experts at that. They fight over women.
Nice.
But thank you. He said that Mike Johnson what?
He doesn't think that he's a traitor. He hopes he's not wrong. He could be wrong, though. But he doesn't have much to barter with the rhinos and the Democrats being so cohesive.
But he still doesn't have to go along with the Democrats. He should just say no, right?
I think so.
He doesn't have to. Let's say that 99% of the Republicans are going along with the Democrat for Ukraine funding. Mike could just say no. Can he?
I think. I don't know. Don't know. Kind of don't care.
Amazing. Thank you.
At this point, just call me Mike, bought a coffee. Fellowship was amazing this Sunday. I can relate a lot with Arkansas, amazing. A.K.A. Lock Them All Up, better known as Joel, about family. And I agree that boy must get away as far as possible from mama once they become a man.
One thing for sure, if you don't move away from your mother and not just down the street, but away, you're not going to mature. You're going to be a little weakling all your life. And she's going to make sure you stay that way. She'll have you calling her every day, or she'll be calling you. She'll be down at your house every day, or she'll make you come to her house for some reason. Something, she's not going to let you mature. You got to get away from evil. She does not love you. It's all about her. Her ego, the way she wants it, the way it got to be, or it ain't going to be. I'm mama, and you're going to do it my way, or I'm going to build an armor against you and destroy you, she would tell you. So Joel said, no. I don't know what all that means. This matter, I set us up for failure, harass. Are you seeing that?
I'm seeing it.
What is he saying?
I don't follow. Gotta read it, says Hassan.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
They're just talking amongst themselves.
Oh, they are.
I think they got embarrassed by you saying that they're the best rapper. They know how to fight because they fight over women.
Right.
And they're rappers.
But he said it. But anyway, thank you.
Mike, just call me Mike, says, salute emoji and blue heart. Thank you. Soul Conscious bought 5 coffees. Jesse, I dated a woman that lived with her mother, and the mother made sure to ruin the relationship eventually. You are 100% correct. Mothers do stop the growth of their children.
One thing I'm for sure, all mothers are not going to let you grow. Men and women, the daughters too. She'll make the daughters in her image, it makes you feel guilty and be all over you. It makes you take care of her. You're not going to grow if you stay around your mother as an adult. It's not going to happen. And so that natural ability that God has given all of us to grow is not going to happen around mama because mama is on the side of evil. The hell come through the woman. So you got to get away, not just down the block. Don't just move around the corner. Move away. Thank you.
WD41 gave 5 diamonds, saying thanks.
Thank
on
you.
D-Life.
Appreciate it.
Prince Vibes bought a coffee. If you're married and are now waking up and overcoming, is working on our marriage still not going to work?
Repeat that.
If you're married and are waking up and overcoming, is working on our marriage still not going to work? What if we both have realized we were in the fallen state and now we're trying to walk the narrow path? Help, Jesse. What the? I just want us laughing in the purple rain. umbrella with rainy coming down emoji and purple heart emoji.
If both of you are working on now on yourself, you're waking up after you're married, it will work if both are truly doing it. But if one is doing it but the other one is not, it's not going to work. But if both are working on it, absolutely, it'll be fine if you're truly working on yourself. So you don't have to be crying in the purple rain. I only want to be with you in the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain.
Nice.
Amazing.
Someone bought 5 coffees. My husband
you
is...
You know that you don't know what to do when I start singing. Okay.
Someone bought 5 coffees. My husband is such a mama's boy. I just learned to deal with it. We were on vacation out of the country, and he said the first thing he had to do when we returned was go see his mama. When we got home, almost 16 hours traveling, he jumped in the shower, changed clothes, and went to his mommy's house. Distraught emoji.
Beta! What a mess. Don't be angry at him, though. Don't judge him. You married the mama boy. Don't judge him.
Coffee Talk with Sandra donated a diamond on DLive. Nice hairs cut, Jesse! !!
A Amerifro. Not an afro, but a Amerifro.
Amazing!
Thank you, C.I.
No, that's Coffee Talk with Sandra.
Oh, thank you, Coffee Talk with Sandra. I appreciate it.
Don't be thanking C.I.
Everybody ain't C.I.
Someone bought a coffee. Jesse, my husband lived at home until he was 31.
Wow. And you still married him?
There were times throughout our marriage where I wanted out, but I knew he'd just end up back there. I didn't want our sons to see that. We've managed to stay together all these years, but he's still a mama's boy and won't accept that he really hates her and needs to forgive her.
What a mess. Amazing. Thank you.
Have fun.
Don't be angry.
Beautiful bought 3 coffees. Hey, Jesse, I have this job, and it's very stressful at times, and I've been wanting to quit. What do you suggest I do?
Stop being angry, relax, and you'll see what to do. Leave out the emotions. Really. Y'all, if you leave out the anger of any situation, no matter what it is, you'll be fine. You'll see what to do, whether to stay or go. If you go, another opportunity is open for you. If you stay, that situation is going to work out, but you got to drop the anger and stay out of your thoughts. Amazing. Thank you.
Mr. J bought a coffee. Mr. Sandman wanted me to give a special shout to the guy who drove all the way from Ohio for church. 5 paws for that man.
Yeah.
Nice little service yesterday. Salute Hassan, Joel, Nick, Sean, Hake, and Punchy.
Amazing. Thank you. It's amazing. Check out yesterday. It was about the family like you've never heard before. RebuildingTheMan.com/church.
Shout out to the top contributors, WD41, Maverick Angel, Coffee Talk with Sandra, and the rest of the supporters over on DLive. Shout out, guys. And thanks, guys. I do believe. Oh, no. Canadian David says, what did he say? Jesse, you going to make me open my Prince CD? I have an unopened copy of Purple Rain. I don't know Prince that well.
Purple Rain.
I got it recently at a thrift shop.
Purple Rain.
I'm shaking my head.
I only want to see you once again in the purple rain.
That doesn't sound right.
What?
It doesn't sound like that's the...
I only want to see you once again in the purple rain.
Doesn't sound like the lyrics.
Oh, wait, I can't. You don't know.
I didn't say I did it, but I know it doesn't sound right to me.
Whatever.
All right, I'll get out of
the way. Everybody wanted to sound right except baby Jessica's daddy. Thank you, though. Thank you.
All right, that's all for now.
Amazing. Ah. Thank you. All right, let me go quickly to the phone. Let me go to Jason. He's been waiting a long time out of New York. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Jason.
First and foremost, I'd like to, I don't know, thank you, thank God, you know, thank you for what you're doing, because I kind of low-key saved my life learning about forgiveness and what it actually is and stuff.
Yes, so, sir. Amazing.
I called a couple weeks ago, actually. week or two, and I did what I needed to do. I spoke directly. I told you I did it through a text, but I spoke directly to my mother and father, forgave them.
Oh, good. How did it go?
It went okay. They were kind of already emotionally beaten down from all the other stuff I was trying to tell them, so they just kind of rolled their eyes, but it was all good.
Right on.
I did what I had to do. But I had a question. Now that I'm living this life of peace and stuff, you know, I'm 23.
How old are you?
Job. I'm 23.
Okay.
I don't have a job, really. I'm using my parents' car, and this is the situation I'm at. I don't have any money, so what do I do?
So now that you have forgiven, relax inwardly, right? And be grateful that you have a place to live and a car to drive. And just go and start looking for a job and looking, and you'll find a job. And then save some money, and eventually you'll be able to move out. Don't rush into another situation, because if you do, it's going to be the wrong situation. As long as you're forgiven, and don't overreact to them. If the anger does come up, don't call it you, so you don't identify with it anymore. And their spirits, it'll be taken away from you. But just relax now and let life happen. That's all.
Okay, I appreciate it. I would like to answer the biblical question
okay.
at this time.
And don't regret your living situation. Be grateful that you have a place to live. You're now waking up. You were in hell. Now you can see. And just watch, do the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts. And go and take your time and find a job. And I'm telling you, it'll all work out. It'll blow your mind. The biblical question, which are you most interested in? Being something or doing something?
Yeah, now that I understand peace and stuff and forgiveness and all that, I want to be a vessel for the Holy Spirit or whatever, and help other people and be bold like you are bold, even though you have unpopular opinions, you know it's the truth, so. That's what I want to be. That's what I
want to do. Amazing. Thank you for that, Jason. I put my little two cents in on Sunday, my response. But make sure you relax now. Don't let the devil tell you, oh, you got to get out of here, you this and that. You will get out in the right time, and it'll be perfect. It'll work out amazingly if you take your time, all right?
Okay, thank you. I need to hear that. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Let me know how it goes.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Terry, a first-time call out of California. Terry, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Terry.
Awesome. How are you doing today?
All is well. Amazing.
Awesome. It's my first time calling in. I've tried to call so many times. I've been to your church service and also the Women's Reform. And I'm really happy to get in today just to call, and I wanted to say thank you.
You're welcome. Glad you made it through.
Yeah, I wanted to say thank you for the silent prayer. It's really changed my life. It's really made me look at myself, you know. The way you say, you know, it helps you, like, see your thoughts and see what your reactions to other people. And I've really been looking at it, and I've been doing it for 2 years now, and it's really changed my life. So I wanted to say thank you.
Amazing. You know what's interesting about that, Terry, is that all human beings, except for those who are now starting to wake up as you are, really believe that their thoughts are their own. They really believe that they create thoughts. They believe they create the good ones and the bad ones. And it's just not true at all. We are not our thoughts. We don't create thoughts. They're not from God. They're totally out of evil. And that's why everyone is suffering with them, because they don't realize that they're not their thoughts.
I agree. You know, the feel-good feeling thing that you talk about, you know, when you get something that makes you happy, it's like something making you sad. It's all the same thing, but
yes.
The feel-good thing is, like, better than feeling bad, but I've noticed all of it, you know. It's very interesting, and it works. It really works, and I'm like, I've made it a part of my life, and I do it every day and every night. It's really, really changed my life. I really want to thank you for that.
So. You're welcome, Terry. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. It's amazing.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call, Terry. Call me again, all right?
Will do. Thank you so much.
All right. Check out the prayer, the silent prayer at rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Joe is out of Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. Joe, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, I just want to say I love it when he called Trump the Great White Hope.
I know. Amazing, huh?
Well, it's clear that you don't know history.
Hold on, let me.
I don't frankly have time for total political correctness, and this country doesn't have time either.
Amazing. The Great White Hope. And Joe, you're a liberal and you agree with it, right?
No, I'm a conservative, actually.
Oh, are you? Right on.
I am.
And yeah, you're black.
No. Well, I'm biracial like most people, but anyway. It's clear you don't know history, because every time you call him that, what you're really saying is that he's a coward, he's a bigot, and he's a loser. So
how's that?
Because that term was coined to describe Jim Jeffries, the heavyweight boxing champion in the early 1900s.
Well, I'm not familiar with that, but what does it have to do with the Great White Hope, Joe?
Because that's where that term comes from, Jesse.
No, it came from me.
No, that term came from Jack London.
No, it came from me.
I don't even know. To describe Jim Jeffries.
I don't know much about history, and I don't know Jack London, but I know the Great White Hope. So that came from me, buddy. Amazing.
No, you heard that term before. You heard that term before. So
keep saying it because
you described Trump perfectly. We can say that.
When I've been saying it over the years, people say, oh, there's another guy, a boxer or someone that used to be called. He was white too, right?
He was white, yeah.
And he was the Great White Hope.
He was, yeah.
And so I'm told that Larry Bird also used for Larry Bird in basketball. Lots of different people used to name the title Great White Hope, right?
Larry Bird was also called that, yes. But the first time it was used widely was Jim Jeffords.
And so you said Trump, it means what with Trump?
Because that term means a coward, a bigot, and a loser. So that describes
Trump
perfectly.
Is Trump a loser?
Absolutely. He lost the election.
Is Trump a loser?
Absolutely. He lost the election, yeah.
Has he ever been president?
Sure. He won in 16, sure.
Is Trump, when he was president, did he make America great again with jobs and opportunities and stuff like that?
Absolutely not, no.
And is he white?
If you want to call German white, go ahead.
Is he white?
No.
Something wrong with you, Joe. Are you going to vote for the Great White Hope?
Of course not. He's going to be in prison anyway.
Why are you jealous of the Great White Hope?
Not jealous. Those are your words, not mine.
No, you're jealous. The man is white.
Those are your words, not mine.
He's white. He was working toward making America great. And he has more money than you.
Name one thing that Trump did good when he was in office. One thing, Jeff.
What?
Name one good thing Trump did in office.
Jobs.
No,
working on shutting the border down. And even black people have money and jobs under the Great White Hope.
The Fed did that, not Trump.
You're jealous of the president, Joe. I'm surprised. I'm going to tell Hake.
We have this talk all the time.
Oh, you do?
But the Fed is in charge of the economy.
You're jealous.
That's your insanity, not mine, Jesse. Try again.
What do you mean? Oh.
Because you're in your imagination.
Put it on hate. Look what hate is showing me right now. He just came into the studio. He's what?
It's Joe the Snake.
Oh,
the
right.
Hake and Snake Show.
Oh.
Hake and the Snake.
I wasn't aware of that, Joe.
Very nice.
Do you have anger? Yeah, so. Do you have anger, Joe?
No,
I don't, Jesse.
Well, why are you jealous of the great white hope?
Those are your words, not mine. I'm not jealous.
No, you don't see the greatness in the president. You can't see. It must be anger. But, Joe,
yeah,
I got to run.
I live in the real world. You have a good day, Jesse.
You too, buddy. Thanks for calling. I didn't know you guys had that going on. Where you get this name from?
Carver.
Carver gave it to you?
Yep.
Amazing.
Sweet. Oh, two more super chats. Can I read them?
Yes.
Okay.
Super chats.
Megs donated a very generous donation on Cash App. I broke up with my boyfriend. Thanks, Jesse.
Congratulations. Me.
Pastor Chatelet says, Jesse, the caller crying about the great white hope is an R word. There is a natural law truth called authorial intent, which means what you say it means, Jesse. This NPC has trumped the arrangement. Beta.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for the rumble rant. And now that's all for all. All for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I'm out of time. The hate report coming up now. Check out our store, rebuildingdemand.com/store. Amazing merch. And the hate is coming up. And after the hate, Joy of Rider TV and then the American Anchor Baby. Get on that straight and narrow, folks. God made it possible for you to do it. He wants you free. While you live, not after you die. Physical death, not the ego. Die from the ego. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingdemand.com/prayer. I'll be back tomorrow, the Lord is willing and the current don't rise. Jaime, Caleb, Rick, and the caller just dropped. I'm out of time. Oh my God. I'll be back tomorrow. Have a good one, folks. Amazing! So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.
Thank you, JLP. for a fun and excellent Jesse Lee Peterson show. The Hake Report is coming up.